Radio Krishna 101. Give me shelter under your lotus feet. That's how a Vaishnava prays to God. What does that mean? Well, it's about what we spoke about here before, surrender, saranagati. Just seeking that shelter there. Like you stand there in front of the altar of Srikandaraka Giridhar, for instance, or pray there to God in your heart. To always be able to feel that shelter, to always wake up to the fact that here is God, here is Radha Krishna, here is God and Goddess, and they love us, they love me too. They are the shelter and foundation for the entire existence. And we meditate that way. Oh, we did that so many times, didn't we? Standing there, folded hands. And that's why you have these murtis, you can look at those feet. Of Mother Radha and Father Krishna, or if you prefer, your very, very best friends. And just meditate on being there sheltered. Sometimes you say as a little dust. Speck of dust there under their feet. And when you are there, there's nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. Everything is just fine. And you can walk through life feeling always sheltered and secure, taken care of as the little child. Sheltered by the parents. The first time you enter that temple and throw yourself there on the floor in front of God. It might seem like a surrender, as in giving up and now I'm accepting myself. As a subordinate God. Yes, I confess. You are the Lord, I am the part, I am the servant. And that may first seem, yes, that's a defeat. Waving the white flag. But that's just the first stage of throwing in the ego there, so to speak. Seeing that false ego dissipating. You lie there, flat on the ground in front of the altar, where God, Krishna, and Radha stand there smiling. And yes, it's funny how hard and even what a formidable action that can seem to be when you do it the first time. But then gradually, it's not about giving up. Surrendering to the superior power. But of getting that shelter, protection. Which it really means to be Krishna conscious, to have that awareness, because that's all it is really, an expanded, awakened awareness. That yes, here is God. Everything is God. God is present here. God loves me. And when I accept and see that and feel that and live in that reality, because that is the reality, not as something. Some fanciful religious imaginary story or dream. And yet that's where this path of bhakti leads. As it is said, Adarsha Dasata Sadhu Sangha. At first there is faith, or there is this initial step that you take towards God. I guess guided by faith, or sometimes desperation. needs. But then later on that path, further down or up the line, there is Nishta, the realization. Not just anymore some philosophical theorems and in the intellect, in the mind. But reality. That you live in. A very nice reality. Yeah, that's what it's all about.